USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have passed a bill in the House banning what they're calling military assault-style weapons. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calls assault weapons a weapon of choice in deadly mass shootings. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are coming for your guns.
They don't care about that fundamental liberty law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy. And they're coming for your firearms.
The bill faces long odds in a 50-50 Senate. Federal health officials are stockpiling over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccines do still have to be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Flooding is causing havoc in Kentucky.
Mudslides, swollen rivers, downed trees, and homes being washed away. Monsoonal moisture stretching across the country Thursday night brought Kentucky pain and suffering. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Herschel Walker is bringing some big-time political firepower to his bid to win a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. The Republican speaking alongside former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich at an event near Atlanta.
I think this is probably the most important center race in the country because I think Herschel Walker will do more to change and energize the Senate than any other candidate I know of.
One of the many races people are watching in a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov Friday, during which Blinken says he discussed a notable U.S. proposed prisoner exchange designed to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner, as well as Paul Whelan, who is accused of spying by Russia, home.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking a trip to Asia as the world watches for her possible stop in Taiwan. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin Mike Gallagher says the United States needs to stand its ground.
It is a mess, I grant you that, but we just can't be intimidated by the Chinese Communist Party.
Will Smith is offering an on-camera apology to Chris Rock Friday in a YouTube video for slapping Rock on stage at the 2022 Academy Awards.
I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out.
The video was titled, It's Been a Minute. Smith resigned from the Academy following the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.